It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the day. I already know y'all are not disappointing. The text line is blow up,
blowing up
is how I would like to call it. 713-572-4610. That question is, what advice would you give to CJ Stroud after what was a little bit of a rough wild card round out in Pittsburgh? 713-572-4610. Let's jump right into it because there's a lot to hit here.
What advice would you give CJ Stroud? I definitely want to get to some of these texts, but I'll just
there's a lot of them, and some of them are pragmatic, like from the 713, see the ball into your hands and shotgun.
Which
I understand, very practical, just look the ball into his hands. One of the things that we were going back and forth about as I read that text before we came back from break is I'm actually not sure how much I would say that, and that it sounds asinine. It's like, Reggie, clearly see the ball into your hands. However, I do wonder, especially for in the modern era of defense where they're always trying to trick you, they're always trying to change, how much that split second of as the ball is coming, getting that last little picture of what is happening, is somebody moving, how much that helps the particular rep. It's one of the things that I kind of went, not went back and forth because I did not talk to Tom Brady, but one of the weird things where I differed with Tom Brady, where he was talking about the modern NFL, the quarterback is not as cerebral, or basically what he was saying. And I was like, no, I think that you had a lot fewer teams that were trying to trick you as the ball was snapped as to what their coverages was and how they were shifting it. And so I do wonder how much that factored in. That would be giving, I think, CJ an out, though. I think that even in the ways that I was like, were his hands cold? All those were just me thoughts, but putting thoughts out there. Ultimately, the responsibility is make sure you catch the
football. It is him, and you got to make sure you catch it. But I think most listeners who say that, I don't think you're inherently wrong, but most quarterbacks do lift their eyes as they're catching the ball so they can get that head start looking at the defense. Maybe I think it was a little overplayed. My thing with C.J. Stroud, I just believe this. I think he's trying to be a Hall of Famer on one throw.
You said that I disagree with you here, and I did before this game. Watching this game, it did feel like he was pressing in that. He was, because it's weird. It felt like over the last, few weeks of the season, six weeks of the season, C.J. Stroud had almost like a these anonymous programs, you know, allow himself to, you know, succumb to a higher power or whatever. Just understand this is the offense. Just fall into the offense. Do what you're supposed to do within this. But in this game, it felt like he was trying so much harder. And so I very much would be in that same place.
It's so important for him to be great. He wants a legacy. He wants to be the best quarterback in the NFL. It's just important to him. And he's seen all these other quarterbacks, many drafted behind him, you know, kind of getting those accolades. I just feel as if he's pressing because he's like trying to be a hero and make that legacy happen on one play.
Accept the things that you cannot change in this.
Just play.
Yeah, just play. And to that end, someone on the text line said, you know, remember how good you are. You know, like just basically you are capable. You don't need to prove it. Honestly, the thing that I thought of is it feels like he's trying to not be Eli Manning. I personally,
a great way to put it.
I'm personally am one of the people that will slander Eli Manning up and down.
Yeah.
But we all, I mean.
But he knows what he was.
And Eli don't care.
Yeah, that's right.
Eli got him his rings to comfort him.
Yeah.
He got him all his money. He's got his successes. Whether you call him whatever, right? A dude who was lucky, you know, game manager, whatever. And I think in this instance, especially because of what we said in that first segment, CJ Stroud, I fully believe he's getting that next contract. No matter what we on the outside think or talk about with this. That security should probably give him a level of comfort as well.
Maybe.
Like, hey, man, you're not playing for a contract right now.
Just go.
Just play.
Yeah, I think he some advice I would give him, I think he got to stay away from these hoes, man.
Really?
No, I'll just play.
Because I was like, the text line is actually saying
the opposite.
Maybe he needs to say hello to these hoes.
He need to get with Amber Rose again or something.
Somebody
take
said,
her back to the hotel.
Well, you say again. Hold on. He gave her a ride, is what we heard, right?
Like that's what I said. He need to get back with her again.
He needs to drive her around a little bit, do a little Amber Rose Uber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ride.
All right. That is a God-fearing man, which, funny enough, maybe that's some advice. Like, hey, man, don't worry too much about it and lean back into your faith a little bit more. Because it does feel like, you know, especially in that time period coming back off a concussion, he was big in talking about how, you know, his faith was helping him, you know, was humbling him in a way.
Yeah.
And it did feel like that coincided. I mean, I don't want to be someone that speaks on their faith in someone else's journey, but it does feel like, hey, man, just lean on that for your strength, because it feels like he was doing a lot of leaning on himself in that moment.
We got to get some of these texts.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. What's your favorite?
My wife says he needs some. Tell Amber Rose to give him his soul back.
All right. Okay.
There's some good ones here. He needs a Lizzo level slump buster.
Thank you. Very good. from the 713, I would tell CJ to just let it rip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where we are.
It's funny, though, because I do wonder, what do you think that D'Amico Ryans and Nick Cayley would tell him, just let it rip?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. With the way the defense playing, I don't know if they just said, go out there, just let it rip.
Mm-hmm. Someone else said, you look like a pouty little baby. Show some anger and urgency. I didn't know my wife texted.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Wow. Hi, Jan. I actually don't think that would be helpful for him. I think that that would be putting on.
Mm-hmm.
That would be him trying to be something that he's not.
Oh, well, maybe they meant, they said show some anger. I think they mean get angry.
I think on a serious note, my real one, I feel like he needed, I was going to say, watch that Ohio State-Georgia game.
Where, run! Yeah,
there we go.
That's watch that. Maybe that might be a little too far back, but watch some tape for your rookie year, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to get that feeling back, because remember, how long was it until he threw his first interception?
Yeah.
That was a long time,
yeah,
man.
I forgot that was a conversation point all the damn time.
Yeah, so I think he needed
to. Was it like 15 games?
Something like that.
It was a long time, man.
Yeah.
And so I think he needed to look at that and just kind of look at the decisions he made. I know he could have had an interception before, but
yeah, there were a couple that were bounced around.
Yeah, so still. just kind of get back to that mode, man.
Have you ever done the equivalent of watching your own highlights just to give yourself a boost? Right, I know of there are players in various different leagues that will go and they'll type their name into a bar and go and see their highlights real quick just to give them a little boost. Like, I do wonder if CJ Stroud might need to do that.
Maybe just sort of recalibrate a little bit.
But specifically, I don't want to rush past the thing that you said when you mentioned the Georgia game at Ohio State. Hey, man, it is that time to run the football.
Dude, he was playing like it was on the line. Yeah. I mean, it was on the line.
Yeah.
But that's how he was playing and should have won that game.
There were several chances for him to run, including one interception, on this on Monday night. 346, smoke a doobie. I don't know
if he does that.
You don't need the drug test.
And here's the thing. Well, yes, that's one. If you don't smoke, that is very hard to get yourself into that place. Just be like, here, your first time experiencing this.
Throwing it backwards.
Right. You're just going to put him in a different mind state? That would not help.
Maybe trying to get him to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you think CJ would be at all beneficial of the Marshawn Lynch plan of getting yourself ready for a football game? Just a nice handy shot before you go?
I don't know. I mean, Marshawn.
I don't even know if he drink. Do we drink?
I have no idea.
Like,
these are all just throwing things out there. I see you on the YouTube page. Are we therapizing him? To some degree, people always are therapizing him. And I thought the undercurrent of all of this is CJ Stroud, I think, is largely going to be fine. And what he needs is probably already in that building.
Yeah.
They have a good relationship with him. And at least D'Amico does. And Jerrod Johnson clearly does. Mm-hmm. I think that Cayley has been working to make sure that that relationship is stronger. I think that, one, also, they have a lot of confidence in him. I believe that it will come to the fore. But we've all heard somebody saying what CJ should do. So I was like, hey, let's put it out there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What do we think? Let's collectively come
tell
together.
Tell him what Lopez says. Don't screw it up. I think D'Amico's telling him that. I really do. Just don't screw it up. We're good.
That has been a lot of it.
Yeah.
Do you think that the hesitation to run is just the general CJ thing, or do you think this has anything to do with the concussion that he sustained?
I think it's a combination of things. I think he's been told, don't risk it because of the concussion in part. I also think he wants to make those big plays.
Yeah.
Those Caleb Williams, throws.
This has been a conversation in college, man. The first time I saw him run as much as he did was that Georgia game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, where was that at?
Yeah.
So I think he really want to focus on being this pinpoint accurate quarterback. And sometimes you just got to I don't want to compare him to Justin Herbert, but what Justin Herbert was doing, just trying to run, sometimes you got to do that if you're trying to win a game.
Yeah.
They say he needs a darkness retreat.
Hey, I'll try anything at this point.
Didn't he kind of, I mean, not necessarily specifically a darkness retreat, but didn't this offseason kind of exist as that, right? This offseason was the one where he just kind of was not seen or heard
Egypt
from.
Or something like that?
Nah, he wasn't on social media.
Are you trying to make him Aaron Rodgers now?
No,
Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt.
He did. No, but I think he went somewhere. It wasn't there, but he made it something of a retreat, at least a sort of expanding horizons type vacation. Yeah.
This is different for the 5-1-2. If you're going to give God all the credit when you win, how does it make God look when you lose? Don't do that. Don't do that. Keep those coming in. Y'all are having some funny. The problem isn't let it rip. The message needs to be protect the ball, which has always been the message, I think. That's why it was so odd to see him not just lose the ball, because it's one thing to lose the ball in certain instances, right? There's some throws where you make a throw and, you know, the ball is tipped or, you know, it's just a really great play because they get paid too.
Yeah.
It was the cavalier way that it felt like he was losing the football in this one that felt so odd.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can't imagine that happens again, but he's going to need to make sure, because if it does happen again, you're not guaranteed to have the Pittsburgh Steelers under your thumb in that same way, or the Patriots under the thumb in the same way, exact way as the Steelers. So, yeah, you got it. You got to come with better. And I think that he absolutely knows that. Somebody said take more accountability, which that was an interesting thing.
That was Sean's
thing. Yeah. I'm going to ask you about that a little bit as we continue on here in the loop. But coming up next, I want to get to around the NFL where we got some more movings and shakings in the coaching carousel that I'd like to talk with. And there's been a request for a very particular defensive coordinator that has some impact in Houston. We'll talk about it next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.